Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, according to one economist, the electric vehicle or EV market could become the next big flop. And, you know, I was thinking about that. If that happens, which it very well could, just be on the lookout, because as we go into the election year, the Biden administration will no doubt try to come up with what they might call the EV forgiveness program of some such thing. They're never going to admit that all these mandates probably aren't working the way that that they think that they are. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be a part of the program this morning to opine live on this Tuesday morning edition of the show. Of course, we're broadcasting out to our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station of AM860 The Answer. We're broadcasting also to our great radio affiliates all across the country. And, of course, we're up on the satellite with GCN Network. Good morning to everybody out there this morning. Whatever you're doing across America, whatever it is, your job, if you're up with us this morning, traveling, we're glad that you've chosen to spend some time with us, and we hope to hear from you. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, and you can use the send Kyle a direct message option there to send me a direct message during the program. We'll see it, hopefully be able to bring it up here on the broadcast this morning. Well, without further ado, let's head on over and talk with our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and of course the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Hello again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, we have so many things happening in Israel, obviously. This is a major focus. But let me ask you here real quick, because, you know, prior to the Israeli-Gaza war, prior to the massacre, maybe that's a better way of putting it, by Hamas against innocent Israeli people and others as they came across the border, we haven't really talked about China a whole lot, but it's interesting. Evidently, there's a Chinese a general who's saying that war with Taiwan would be just and legitimate. Is this more just... is somebody just talking about this, or do you think they're trying to continue to gin this whole thing up?
Well, they haven't been really ginning it up. That is their mission set. And they're going to continue to endorse and validate that whole notion. Now, what would that do to the United States? Because we will go to the full-blown defense of Taiwan, which means then that Biden needs to get on the phone with some of these leaders in the Asia-Pacific, most of all Japan. And so anyway, they're putting out, I mean, we need to be paying attention. They're continuing to put that out there. It's a matter of the timing. And that would put us in a very difficult situation here if they decided to, no pun intended, pull the trigger.
Right. Well, now we have, I mean, we have forces.
Doom.
Well, exactly. Well, we have forces, obviously, in the Pacific, you know, that are always there. But what does it mean now that we've, of course, dedicated a couple of different carrier strike groups and other U.S. Material and forces into the Middle East. Is that something that Beijing is looking at very carefully? Do they feel that we couldn't respond appropriately? Or what do you think?
I really don't know. We keep people in Japan. We obviously have a whole bunch in South Korea. We've got, remember, when Congressman whatever his name is from South Georgia said that Guam was going to tip over because of all the stuff that we sent to Guam.
That's right. Well, I hadn't thought about that for a while, but you're right. That is very funny.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is no better time. And there's been a little bit of chatter here that Biden has kind of named himself as a wartime president.
Right. Oh, that's right. Because it's so much better than Bidenomics.
Right. Obviously, Bidenomics isn't working unless you ask Kamala Harris.
That's right.
Yep. So, it's a bad place. It's a very, and you know, for interestingly enough, you know, Putin comes out and says the only thing that is going to work over there in the Middle East is for a two-state solution. Oh, shut up. He's saying that Israel is occupiers. Exactly what is Putin doing in Ukraine? Is he not occupying the eastern Donbass? I mean, isn't that occupying?
Isn't there a two-state system already there, Russia and Ukraine? That was a two-state system.
And at one point, actually, Russia was under Ukraine as a country.
Well, that's right.
Don't go way back in history, but...
But it is.
I don't know. I would absolutely right now fire Jake Sullivan, and I would fire Tony Blinken. Those two, and whoever else is in this war cabinet, National Security Council at this White House, fire them all.
Well, it seems that we're headed towards, you know, a conflagration, and it seems like that we're not feeling safe. We're not feeling like, okay, you know, it's being handled. It's being handled. Yeah.
And fascinatingly enough, Jennifer Griffin over there at Fox News and several others are blaming Senator Tommy Tuberville because he's got a hold on these confirmation hearings to promote a lot of these generals and whatnot. Well, he does have a hold.
I'll tell you what, hold on real quick. Speaking of holding on, we got to head out to the break here real quick. Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're coming back with more.
You're listening to Kyle One.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through the Tuesday morning edition of the program. We are live. It is October 31st. It is Halloween. And we've got a lot more to tell you about as we go through the program of this morning. And, of course, don't forget as well that our good friends over at AM 930, The Answer, they're our sister station there in Sarasota, and national host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka want you to join them on this Great American Cigar Tour. That's Sebastian Gorka's Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and supported by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. All right, once again, good morning again. Denise Simon, founderscode.com.
Good morning.
Good morning. And, of course, for the Denise Simon Experience, you've got links over there for that, but also for the articles that you write. And people really do need to go over there and check it out, I think.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course. Well, absolutely. And because Denise is here on the program, folks, Denise Simon comes on the program. She helps us make sense of the world. And it always looks a little better.
There isn't any. Thanks for saying that, but that's overselling me.
Well, that's all right. Well, I tell you what, Denise, we have a caller hanging on line one. Would you like to go ahead and take a call here?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Line one, you're on the program with myself and, of course, Denise Simon. Good morning. Hello, hello, caller. Yes.
You have lots of listeners in Tampa Bay, Florida. Just wanted to tell them that there's a big Stand with Israel rally on November 5th in downtown St. Pete at Straub Park. Stand for Israel rally. It should be peaceful and happy in Straw Park, November 5th in the afternoon. It's hosted by Act for America.
Okay, so that's a Stand for Israel rally, and that's, again, where is it going to be held?
Straub Park. Downtown St. Pete, Florida.
Excellent. Downtown St. Pete, Straub Park. And what was your name, if I can ask?
I'm May.
Hey, May. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. So certainly, people should be standing with Israel. We have so many protests out there right now of people standing with essentially Hamas. This is terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, this one should be peaceful and happy. It's put on by a local Messianic church, and there's an Act for America huge group that's behind it, evidently. It's a good, huge, peaceful group, too, Act for America.
All right, well, thanks for telling us about it. Yeah, do you have a question or any other comment for Denise?
No, just thanks for her work. Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
All right, thanks a lot, May, and talking about the Stand with Israel rally. Well, that sounds like it'll be an interesting time, huh, Denise?
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Sure. Indeed. Well, and as I said, we see so many protests every single day on our TV screens or our computer screens or our device screens. Yeah, globally. It's like there's this thing that's like, I hate to say it like this, but it's like it's been sort of released. It's like, okay, now it's just okay to really condemn Israel and then say the most horrific things about Jews. I mean, this is off the charts, crazy.
Well, yes, and if you look at the age groups of these protesters, they're all, you know, young kids that I would say that have gotten a very bad history lesson. So I would invite the listeners and, you know, anybody that needs to kind of brush up on some things is to look at the Six-Day War that Israel and Egypt and Syria and Jordan all fought, the Six-Day War, and why it was fought. And it's almost as though history is repeating itself. I would say you're going to learn a little bit about it on Wikipedia, but it's kind of got a little bit of a twist to it all. So look a little bit, you know, find some other sources on the Six-Day War. But, you know, we keep hearing about, you know, Israel being an occupier. Well, I would say now's about the time that we start talking about the fact that actually the Arabs are occupiers. All you have to do is look at the West Bank, the Holy Land, Judea and Samaria. I mean, it's certainly time to have the whole, be armed with the counter argument here and teach some of these people with these protests of what is really happening. And I would say one of the real culprits here, not only is it Qatar, but it's also Egypt. You know, Egypt is refusing to really open that Rafah gate the way it needs to be opened. And, you know, the Sinai should really come into play, and I haven't heard anybody in, you know, all of these news people and blah, 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 talk about the Sinai. And the Sinai, you know, when Israel went to war, they won. They were victorious. But they didn't want the Sinai. They handed it back to Egypt and said, now deal with it. And this is where your Palestinians can go. But no, they didn't want to do that. You see what I'm saying? I mean, how many times does Israel need to prove itself?
Well, right, and also to be taken advantage of for its good nature, you know, by doing these things like handing that back, for example. Israel, you know, trying its best to minimize casualties, and as we mentioned right before the top of the hour, you know, you've got a Hamas leader who actually wants a lot of innocent people, Palestinian people, to be killed.
They're expendable.
Exactly. They're just cannon fodder. It's so far beyond the pale and so far out that we can't get a radar fix on it. And if you wrote this in a movie, people would say, no, that this is unbelievable. People wouldn't treat their fellow human beings like this.
No, in a lot of the ways that what Hamas did to Israelis, including putting babies in ovens and just baking them, are very symbolic of Holocaust.
Indeed. Indeed. Well, in fact, one wonders, you know, when they interview people from Hamas, which is goofy to me to begin with, the idea, well, let's interview Hamas and get some information from them, because we can't believe anything they say, of course, and it's all propaganda. But, you know, why not just tie them into the Nazis, for goodness sake? They have exactly the same sort of feeling towards Jewish people, to the Israelis at this point. If you had any other group who was spewing the kind of anti-Semitic rubbish that we're seeing and hearing, they would immediately be equated with Adolf Hitler.
Well, there is a historical connection, for sure, with Hitler. So that's not far off.
Indeed, indeed. Well. Again, so we've got all this stuff in the theater there now. We've got these carrier strike groups and so forth. What do you think the possibility of that there would be some other kind of incident because of the proximity involved now?
Well, look, I've said it a couple of times that, you know, Israel is working to handle Gaza, which, by the way, was also part of that 6-day war on Sinai with Egypt, included Gaza. But I also think that we've got so many assets in the Mediterranean that it's there for Lebanon and Hezbollah. Now, there's been an uptick in hostilities on the north with Hezbollah, and that also includes Syria. So, you know, Israel has not asked the United States to fight any part of their wars. They're very capable of doing some things. They've proven that. They've proven that at least 7 or 8 times, that they're very capable.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a full-blown interest, and I almost hate to say this because it hurts to say it, but it really comes down to oil. And, you know, everybody blamed George W. Bush for going into Iraq with oil, but, I mean, this is really where we are. We've got to have it. And, you know, the Arab countries, OPEC, are trying to join forces with Russia and China to own all the oil that's coming out of the Middle East. Well, that puts the world in a bad place.
It sure does. We're coming back, folks, with more with Denise Simon right after the bottom of the hour break. Don't go anywhere. Coming right back.
Listening to Kyle Warren.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. The U.S. currently does not support a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas, and Hamas is the only one that would gain.
National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby on Monday said the U.S. officials are collaborating with their Israeli counterparts to reduce civilian casualties in Gaza.
The FDA is cautioning against the use of over-the-counter eye drop products from prominent brands like CVS Health, Rite Aid, Target, Up and Up, Velocity Pharma, Leader, and Rugby. The agency has identified a potential risk of eye infections that could lead to vision loss or blindness. This warning comes after investigators discovered unsanitary conditions and positive bacterial test results in critical drug production areas of the manufacturing facility. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I got a great direct message from James in Clearwater, and he was saying that, well, could it be about California Governor Newsom, his trip to China? Maybe he's just trying to go over to muscle in on Biden's sweet deals. I think that's probably not a bad theory. He says even if he doesn't win the presidency as the California governor with one of the busiest ports in the country, he could easily put himself in the catbird seat. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. I think it really does. And, oh, by the way, James also had a great suggestion for me to replace my garden shed, which has been destroyed by the Santa Ana wind event that we've had over the last day or so. It was a lot. I'll tell you that much. It was a lot. Well, it was, and as I've been telling you, it was on its last legs anyway. And so the wind just came by and it just completely, it's a goner. If this was Star Trek, it was he's dead, Jim. That's exactly what it would be. All right, folks, without further ado, let's go back to Denise Simon. I don't know why I'm in this mood this morning, Denise, but I guess maybe because it's Halloween and it's just one of those days. What do you think?
You almost, I mean, there's so much evil that's out there. You almost have to find some kind of humor just to get through this.
I agree. Yes, you're right.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and of course, don't forget, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you have a question, perhaps, if you'd like to call in and talk with Denise Simon this morning, of course, from founderscode.com. Well, Denise, again, this all kind of all goes together, doesn't it? Because what's happening on the world stage, and one of your recurring phrases is that, hey, we're not in a good place. It seems like that metric just keeps getting blown up, doesn't it?
Well, Congressman Mike Johnson, who is now Speaker, he's trying to lead a good charge here because they're looking at this aid package that the White House sent over for Israel and Ukraine, and he's moving to separate that request, setting Ukraine aside. They're particularly looking at Israel right at the moment. And the proposal is to defund part of the Internal Revenue Service in order to pay for what Israel needs. I think that's an outstanding idea. But who weighed in almost immediately? Janet Yellen.
Oh, Janet Yellen. Okay, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's another interesting suggestion, so I decided to kind of look it up, and that is that these universities, Cornell, George Washington, NYU, Columbia, and all the rest of these Ivy Leaguers, not to mention those that are out on the West Coast, is to tax the endowments that the universities have. Well, I think that's actually because they're supporting, Hamas and the Palestinians, and they're completely against Israel. I think that's another outstanding idea. And I decided to kind of go a little bit deeper, and I'm looking at an article that was done in 2017 by somebody I know quite well and has some interesting access to monies. And between, just for instance, in a five-year period between 2010 and 2015, $41.59 billion of federal tax dollars went to Ivy League schools.
Wow.
$41 billion. Okay? Now, these schools don't need these endowments. And one of the largest recipients of federal dollars is Penn. Oh, would that be the same one that Biden has got himself attached to, where they found
the documents? Top secret documents.
Isn't this becoming?
It is. I know you have to laugh, don't you? Because it's so absurd.
Absurd is exactly right. Now, they say that these schools are nonprofit institutions. Well, so they don't pay any taxes on their gains from their endowments. Well, maybe we need to change that, because these schools are actually they have more positive money in their treasuries than our own federal treasury does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the huge political aspect to this, which is the whole point here, right? And that is that in many cases, this can be incubators for the kind of thought that puts people into the streets of London, for example, saying globalize the Intifada. Or you have people who say from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. They don't even know what river it is that, that they were even talking about. It's the Jordan, by the way, right? But it's just, and they don't even realize that by saying that, what they mean is that Israel would cease to exist and the Jews would be, gotten rid of. I mean, I can't even believe we're talking about this. But you got people chanting this kind of stuff in the streets.
Exactly. And this is, been going on for decades, as I mentioned. You just have to go back to, the Six-Day War. And I reference that because the Sinai ought to be in play. That ought to be part of the discussion instead of, Admiral Kirby or Kamala Harris talking about a two-state solution. Well, Gaza is not a state, but, Israel gave it up.
And they gave it up, though, right? And if I'm correct, right, in like a land for peace type of deal, believing that somehow this was going to help matters if they would just negotiate in that sense, right?
Right. And then I continue to say, let's talk about the Arab countries being occupiers. Now, there used to be a woman by the, she was called the Dean of the White House, Helen Thomas. Now, she's now dead, but she had been at the a journalist at the White House for decades and decades and decades. And in 2013, I think she died at age 92. But before she died, she was actually fired. Now, why was she fired? Because she backed at some point just before, her death and when she was in her last days as the White House, again, for decades and decades, she said that Israel is an occupier and that they ought to move. And somebody said, well, where's Israel? Where are the Jews? And what's supposed to happen to Israel? And she said, I don't care.
Wow. I mean, that's horrible on its face. But nowadays, they probably try to make a statue for her or something like that.
Well, precisely. You know, that's precisely right. So, she used to ask a lot of tough questions. But now we find out that, here we are with little Miss Helen Thomas. Dead. But, I think she had gone all the way back to the Kennedy administration. That's how long she'd been.
Exactly. And she was kind of the thorn in the side of Reagan as well, if I remember correctly.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And, she started off at United Press and later, I think, went over to Hearst Newspapers and, whatnot. But, I mean, she... in 2010, I think, was when she was fired because she made this comment about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. And she said, that they tell them to get the hell out of Palestine.
Yeah, and you really can see how things can morph. And the Biden administration's trying to walk that tightrope. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris... She's, made a big deal to say, well, we're telling them about the rules of war. Or, they have to follow the rules of war. But what about Hamas, Denise? They didn't follow. They started the war, for crying out loud.
History says that Israel follows the rules of war.
Right.
Just for fun, how many commandments do the Jews have? Anybody know that answer?
Well, if you're talking about the Ten Commandments, but in terms of the Jewish law, there are thousands of laws, if I recall correctly.
I think it's 613.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot. Yeah.
600,
either way.
Yes. So all you have to do is just look through 613 commandments. And you can see how they would absolutely, their approach to the Palestinians, their
yep.
approach to how they live, and their approach to war.
All right, Denise Simon, thanks so much. We're going to talk to you tomorrow. Folks, stay right there. We've got a lot more coming up. Stay right there.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
(949) 822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to be part of the program this morning as we are live on this Tuesday morning. It is, of course, Halloween as well. And I don't know, we've got some pretty scary stuff going on in the world. It's almost, I don't know, it's almost a relief to just see kids walking around in their Halloween costumes at that point, because there's so much really scary stuff that's happening. Just turn on the evening news, and that's really saying something. Well, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race into this segment of the program. A little Bachman turn of overdrive bringing us in, and really apropos, because we're going to talk with our good friend Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing great. Here we are. It's Halloween. And if you ask me, the economy looks, it's still pretty scary out there, don't you think?
Well, one of the things I've been trying to get across to people there is you got to try to ignore, what the pundits and the government and the numbers that they're throwing at you. And you've got to use your head and see things for what they are and see things for yourself. I think we've been kind of in and out of a recession, for a while here as far as the economy is concerned. I don't really buy into the GDP numbers to that great of a degree. And there's different ways you can look at things. I mean, you can take a look at what corporations are telling you in regards to their outlook when it comes to profits. You can take a look at the tax revenue that the federal government is collecting, which is way down. You can take a look at credit card debt. You can take a look at inflation numbers. So there's a lot of things that kind of tell you really what's going on in the overall economy. And like I said, people, I always talk about everybody can be their own do-it-yourself economist. You don't need a PhD, that's for sure, because the PhD people are the ones that lead you astray. You use your own mind, use your own head, and it's going to tell you what's going on.
Well, that's, you know, that's revolutionary in the sense that because you have a lot of these pundits, you know, who wouldn't think that people can take a look and see with their own eyes. And we kind of get into that whole situation of don't believe your lying eyes. You know, they kind of want to, there is a sort of an angle on the economy that's given out.
It's an issue. I mean, I can go on and on and on, but commercial real estate. I mean, there's so many things that we're dealing with right now. And then you add all of these things up, it's not a vibrant economy. And I've talked about this for a while. We really haven't had a go-getter, real vibrant economy. We're due. We got to get back to that. Since I didn't go all the way back, quite frankly, to, you know, reality-based. I go all the way back to the 1990s, quite frankly, the late 1990s. And, you know, the irony of that as well, that was the last time we actually, came close to, you know, basically balanced the budget there in the waning years of the Clinton administration with, the Republicans in charge of the House of Representatives and what was done at that point in time. Ever since then, a lot of the growth that we've had has been, you know, almost, in my opinion, almost sugar highs. To some degree, I think there's been some good growth here and there, but not like it should be. Not the sustainable, growth that we had from Reagan through to Clinton.
Well, when you take a look at things like manufacturing or, you know, bellwethers of an economy and for jobs and so forth, is it just now just too expensive to have things like that here in the United States? Because it seems like everything gets outsourced in one way or another to other countries, especially China.
Well, I mean, the amount of manufacturing that's done in China, actually we do more with Mexico now than we do with China.
Really? Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's actually changed. Mexico's that we do more, most of that with Mexico now. China's numbers have dropped quite a bit, and then we still do a lot over there. There's nothing wrong with doing business with countries around the globe. There isn't. You create certain efficiencies here and there, and also we're selling stuff to them. It's a back and forth trade relationship. I get that. I mean, we also, you know, wasn't that long ago here, and even still, talk about how tight our labor market is, and this country, and the fact that there's certain jobs here in America that are somewhat difficult to fill. Quite frankly, if we wanted to bring all of our manufacturing back here to the United States, we wouldn't have enough people to actually do it, which is interesting. But do I think that we kind of spite ourselves to some degree when it comes to manufacturing? Sure. Sometimes costs are too high, regulatory costs are too high. Now, one of the advantages that we had was the cost of energy was very low. One of the reasons why I get a lot of European auto manufacturers and Japanese auto manufacturers making cars here in the United States is because we had that benefit. That's changing to some degree. People will set up shop in a myriad of different places based upon the cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm. Well, the word Edsel is now starting to be bandied about a little bit with the electric vehicle market, where you've got one economist, Stephen Moore, I believe. Steve Moore used to be in the Trump administration, saying basically that the EV market is getting ready to, or could become rather, the next big flop.
Yeah, it was another warning yesterday. It was Panasonic, which is a battery maker, warning that the demand for the batteries is dropping. Again, you get the auto UAW deals with the automakers yesterday, and I've said it. Unless they change the way that they do business based upon this contract that they signed, they're not going to be sustainable businesses, and I think that they're starting to recognize that. I wish there were CEOs that actually stood up to some of this government nonsense, but they don't. Again, they try to play patty cake with the government and government regulations when they should be fighting the government and saying, listen, you're gonna force the taxpayers to bail us out again. And that's what you're gonna do based upon what you're trying to get us to sell. You know, the consumer decides. And Stephen Moore talks about the Edsel, because the Edsel is the case of, Ford, and this is in the Ford family. This is after Ford went public. Ford decided to make a car, and they just, they really marketed the hell out of the thing, but it was a car that people didn't want. Promised the sun, the moon, and stars, all these things, and, it was basically, same parts of other Fords that existed already and ended up being a big flop and, for the company. I think that EVs, I've talked about this before, I think it's a great, niche vehicle depending upon where you are and what you're doing. If you're someone that's driving in and around your house, you're not planning on going that far and you can charge it every single day. I can see that at the right price. And obviously these prices have to come down, and this is obviously hurting a lot of the EV manufacturers. I mean, Tesla is still making money, but they're continuing to lower their prices, which is obviously forcing other manufacturers that are not making money on their cars to lower theirs as well to be competitive. There's all of these factors that are involved. I mean, the purpose of a business and a product is you want to sell it, you also want to make money on it. It's important that you're able to do that. And these cars are just not there. There's technology out there that I happen to believe is better. I think that the hybrid made a hell of a lot more sense. As most for as a transition vehicle, maybe some days EVs will, be the way to go. But, right now I just, I don't see it.
Well, no, I'm right there with you, and I agree as well. I mean, mission-specific technology, even for energy production, there's different ways of doing it, but it's as if, again, you're going to mandate electric cars, you're going to mandate certain energy or get rid of certain types of energy production. With the government making these winners and losers decisions, that never works out well.
That's never going to work out. Again, it's like tinkering around with Mother Nature. Government will come up with some bright idea that's not too bright. I mean, the economy will find a way. People will go out there and invent, things and create things that make sense. I mean, the classic example is what's taking place in the state of Florida with the Brightline train. Remember, Obama wanted to put up his high-speed rail, and I said, this is going to be one of the biggest boondoggles ever, and you're watching that in California and the amount of money that's being wasted on the stupid high-speed rail they're putting up there. But then again, then you get a private, concern that says, hey, we can make this work, and this is how. And if it makes sense, you will attract money to that because money will find its way to any sort of good investment. You build a better mousetrap, people will be the path to your door. That's the case.
And that's sort of the American way, isn't it? Exactly. Well, Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. You'll hear him also on AM860, The Answer. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody. And we're coming back right after the top of the hour, news. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.